A word for you from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Here is the gospel again in a nutshell. There are some verses in the Bible where it explains everything in just a sentence or two. And here we find the Lord Jesus Christ, who took upon himself, took such identification with us sinners, that he partook, as it says in the beginning of verse 14, of our flesh and blood. He likewise shared in the same. And he went further than just taking upon himself our flesh and blood. He even took upon himself our sins. For although he shared in our human nature, in the flesh and blood, our bodies being the same, he also partook of our sins. Yes, he drank the cup when he sweated sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he, as the Son of Man, pleaded with the Father, saying, "If possible, let this cup pass from me." It was because he could see what was in the cup. He, the perfect, sinless Son of God, was to become the Lamb of God, was to drink right to the very dregs, the bottom of the cup, your and my sin. He shared in the same, as it says in verse 14. But this is the glorious part, that through death, that through his death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Now, don't mistake this for thinking that the devil controls death, as if though he is the boss, and he rules the roost when it comes to who is to die and who not. No, it is because the devil controls death from the point of view of sin, because sin is what causes death. That is why the devil has had the power of death. And Jesus Christ, he pulled out the trump card, the only way to defeat the devil, who had the power of death, was through death. Yes, through taking that very death, he destroyed him. And look at it, it's in the past tense, not just the future tense. But Jesus has destroyed him who has the power of death. Therefore, we need not fear death, because Jesus has removed the sting of death, which is sin.